Audio Kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The Audio Kitchen. The Audio Kitchen.
Yeah, it's just running. You can't hear it. Oh, you can't hear it go round when you're recording. Well, when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, now we shut the door.
Tell it like it is, Professor.
Hi, you feeling? Still feeling up to snuff?
Yeah,
I'm getting depressed. I'm trying hard to fight it, honey. It's just that same thing you've got. Just, will it ever work out? If it does work out, am I going to regret that I put her in this position? Am I going to be able to take care of her like I want to? Can I keep her as happy as I think I can? You know, I'm just not used to wanting anything ever in my life nearly as bad as I want this.
If you want something so bad, it's got to happen.
No, I found out before I've wanted things a lot less than this that didn't happen.
You're getting depressed on me now.
I'm not really. I'm just hungry. I went over to Bill's for a little while tonight. We got in Romance in the Stone. And here, I'm the one that's seen it. It was in hi-fi, and he wanted to hear it on his hi-fi set, so I went over, and we got in an adult movie called, Talk Dirty to Me Part 3, and we skimmed through that, and there was a couple of scenes in there that just, I don't know, reminded me of some of the positions you and I get in. And on Romance in the Stone, there was one place there where, I don't know, it seems like almost any movie that's got something romantic in it, something in it reminds me of us. I don't know, just silly on my part, I guess. Any chance of this next week?
I don't know.
Hang on just a second. Let me reach this calendar.
Let's see. Kind of low fidelity. Kind of a lowbrow conversation. What else could it be? It's got to be the Audio Kitchen. You can almost see those little cassette wheels rolling around. And me, I'm the set of C batteries tucked into the back of the unit. Your host, the Professor. Glad you can make it. And you're in for an hour of unprofitable and unprofessional recordings. Boy, are you in for it. You know, sometimes when you hear the show, you might feel like maybe you've heard something that you shouldn't hear. Like maybe you've been eavesdropping. Well, you have. Almost everything that you'll hear on this show was never, never intended to reach the airwaves. Especially this stuff. But now you've crossed the line. You're an audio voyeur. Sorry. But you know, have you ever been in love? I mean, really in love. Like that's all you can think about in love. I hope you have. Just for the experience of that. You know, even if you can't maintain that feeling, it's nice to have had it. And you know, at least in the beginning, when you first fall in love, man, oh man, it's just all joy and passion and glowing and all that. You know, and you just can't stop talking about this person you love, and maybe you make some funny noises now and then. But you know, there's another side to that, you know. There's a price to pay for all that joy. Like frustration. And hurt, and anxiety, and torture, and pain, and salty, wet pillows. There's a price. That's the other side of love. And so on the show today, we're going to look at both sides. The agony and the ecstasy of love. Specifically, all the feelings, all the throbbing feelings associated with not being able to be with the one you love. The long-distance relationship. And did I mention lust? Quite often it's wrapped right up in there, especially for the boys. And if I didn't mention lust, I know Clyde did. Clyde, that's who you heard doing most of the talking there after the theme song. Clyde, I have a couple tapes of Clyde that I got several years ago in Florida. A Randy video store owner having an affair with a married lady, Darlene. That's who he was talking to. And he's like a lot of guys out there, skimming through life, looking for the good parts. Looking for those romantic positions, if you know what I mean. And on this next feature, kind of a similar situation. And I want to thank listener Rizia for this. This is a woman named Carol, living in southern Ohio. I don't know when it was. Not that long ago. Maybe 10 years ago. Maybe longer. And she was having an affair with a guy in Florida as well, like Clyde. And like Darlene, she also is married. And also like Clyde and Darlene, somewhere along the line, this relationship definitely was consummated. You know how you can just kind of tell? And it's early on in this affair between Carol and Ken. That's his name, Ken. They're still getting to know each other. And they're doing it through a series of cassettes. Unfortunately, I only have this one. But it seems like they have a lot in common. They both enjoy grilling meat and shooting guns. And, of course, those walks on the beach. And this tape finds Carol getting ready for a big hot weekend in Florida. And she can't wait. And neither can Ken, I'm sure. Old Ken's going to have his hands full when she gets down there.
What's It's Tuesday afternoon. I have a feeling you're not going to receive this tape until after I'm down there. But at least you will know that I have been thinking of you. Of course, I only think of you about once a day. You're right, once a day, all day long. It's getting so that I don't even want to keep it a secret about us. I want to tell the whole world. At this point, it just may not be too wise for me to say anything to anybody. But I certainly want to. I want to shout it from the rooftops. There are a lot of things I seem to like about you. You like to target practice, huh? So do I. So do I. But I think if I move to Florida, I'm going to leave my .22 pistol with Don. It is his pistol. He's never used it. He doesn't know how to use it. And I just keep it for protection. But I do love guns. I've always loved guns. It's very, very interesting to really see how much we have in common, how much of the same things we like. I love the thought of grilling a steak on the grill and having a salad and going down to the pool for a little while, sitting in a tub of bubble bath, drinking champagne. Oh, that does sound nice. But you're right. It's only nice if there's somebody that you want to share that with. We'll see, though, won't we? We'll see. I think I like the idea of just getting on the motorcycle and going for a ride. Go out to see some movie once in a while. Take it down to the beach and walk along the beach. You have such beautiful ideas. Now I understand about what you did to Archie. You better not hurt my pussycat. He's a nice kitty. Quit putting him out, or quit setting him on fire. I don't know which one to tell you to do, Henry. God, you're Henry. I love it. I love it. What kind of pervert are you? I know. Don't tell me. I like to guess anyway. You're not really perverted, are you? Are you? Well, maybe you are. Maybe I don't know enough about you yet. You just wait till this weekend. I'm going to try to find out everything I can about you, babe. I think I've packed everything that's on the list that you sent me. Let's see. One bathing suit. Two shorts. Yeah, and I got that. One or two pair of slacks. Well, I can't forget the blouses. Buttons optional. I don't know. We'll see if I can find some without buttons on it. But I think they've all got buttons. Got my sunglasses, got my shoes. Oh, golly, do I have the sneakers. You think I'm about to tempt your wrath again by lacing up your sneakers? One extra large heart. Yeah, mine seems to be oversized, all right. One soul. Yeah, I've been called a poor soul, so I think I got that. Sense of humor. Extra large. Well, I think I've got one. It's been so long, you're going to have to help me find it, but I think it's there. Patience and tolerance. Well, nobody wants to give up any. And I'm not sure that I have any at all. Because my prayer is, Lord, grant me patience and do it now. Dave said he'd cover for the weekend if I located him a keg of beer for his party. I told him that was downright blackmail, but I called tonight, so I know where I can get him some kegs if he needs it. That sucker of mine is threatening me. He's gonna run to Don and tell Don that I ran off with my sweetheart for the weekend. You know, I just figured this out. Something just hit my brain like a ton of bricks. I know now what you're doing to me. I mean, you have absolutely turned me into a crazy woman. I mean, just I'm nuts. You're making it so expensive for me to live up here that I have to move down there. Right? Because then it will be cheaper. I have never, ever had an $8 phone bill. I mean, just one phone call worth over $8. Got my phone bill today. You're right. The total bill wasn't too bad. I mean, it really wasn't. But when I saw one phone call that was over $8, I just about croaked. Because if I've got $8 total in long distance, that's unusual. It really is unusual for me. I see what you're doing to me. You blow my mind. I'm nothing but nuts. Just crazy. Crazy for you. Of course, maybe after this weekend, who knows? We may not be crazy about each other at all anymore. You never know, do you? You ready to take that chance? I am. I'm getting so anxious to see you. I'll probably smother you in kisses right there in the airport and be arrested for attempted murder. Of course, there are a few other things, too, that I'm going to have to get around to doing while I'm down there, too. Like kissing your nose and your eyes and your fingertips and your toes and, well, you just use that vivid imagination of yours and imagine all the other things that I'm going to be kissing. Oh, boy, I can't wait. Oh, what the heck. Behave, you. Oh, what am I going to do with you? Oh, I got some ideas. I'm going to pull this tape to the end, and I'm going to get this sent off to you, and hope you're at home so you can get it by Thursday. I hope Thursday morning. If not, they'll leave you a notice for you to go pick it up Friday. So anyway, one way or another, you ought to have this tape before I get there on Friday. If not, I'm getting my money back. You better believe it. So you behave. Only a few more hours and I'll be there in your arms. I miss you, babe. Soon. Very, very soon. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Well, he walked into the room with his lovely joy. She was a ponytail porcelain doll. She was draped on his arm like a fine pink fur. She was at his beck and call. I couldn't hear a word they said, but I've heard it all before. Like a rusty hinge on an eerie night, when you slowly close the door, he sends chills up and down my spine. He does it to me every time. It's just a case of heart over mind. And still somehow he gets to me. Well, I ain't deaf, I ain't dumb or blind. into my life full of sad affair for the things he could say with a smile. And I fell in love on the spot right then. Good Lord, that man had style. Now I know better than to take it back, but I'll take a second look. 'Cause I still get a weak when he walks my way, 'cause he sure did a body good. He sends chills up and down my spine. He does it to me every time. It's just a case of heart over mind. And still somehow he gets to me. Well, I ain't deaf, I ain't dumb or blind.
How about Carol, huh? Something tells me that that woman's high maintenance. As I said to listener Rizia in an email, I'm just glad she's not my girlfriend. Let's hear from a youngster. Young Wayne. Wayne is making an audio letter for his girlfriend, Ellen. And if you've been a regular listener to this program, I have this funny feeling. It just occurred to me today that this might be Ellen Schneider.
Okay.
The girl who sings the Elton John songs? Maybe he's in love with Ellen. I found it at the same store in Brooklyn, same junk store. A little bit of trivia for the people who spend too much time listening to this program. I'm not sure, it's just an idea. Anyway, here's Wayne. And he's been making this audio letter in the bathtub. It's a long story, but, you know, that way his mom and Bruce the Moose won't interrupt what he's doing here. But apparently they're about to go through some separation. And I know I'm doing this about long-distance love, but, you know, for teenagers, long-distance can be a couple blocks, you know? Because you're so limited in when and how you can see each other sometimes. But, you know, here you have passion and romance and lust and like a child's separation anxiety all wrapped up into one thing here. But this Wayne, He's like one big, swollen, puffy, running sore of love wing. I mean, butch up, Wayne.
Since I left you, I've been feeling so strange. I miss you so much, and I love you so much. This is going to be like the longest separation we've had, except for the time that I went to Florida. And the time that I went to Florida was pretty bad. I mean, I didn't stop bothering my cousin. All the times that I had to call you, you know, I mean, he didn't really understand. I know I'm going to say it again, but I love you, and I miss you. I think I feel like I'm about to cry. Ellen, I love you. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you. I love you more than anything else in the whole world. You're the most important thing to me. In fact, you are this whole world. You're everything. That's just it. You're everything to me. I love you so much. I want to hold you. I want to run my fingers through your hair. I want you to hold me. I want to feel your arms around me. I want to love you. You know, I don't think there's anybody, any of our friends especially, that understand our relationship. And that's understandably, you know, I mean, there's a reason for that. And it's because none of them have our kind of relationship, and I doubt that any of them are going to ever have our kind of relationship. I guess none of them are going to be that lucky. Which makes us pretty lucky. I think we're the luckiest two people that ever existed and that ever will exist. Ellen, when you think of me, especially at night, think of us, okay? Picture us together, because that's how it's going to be forever and ever. And Ellen, you know, hey, I love you. Red and yellow, green and blue, I love you. Remember that in the Chinese restaurant? The mood was good. The food wasn't too great, but the mood was pretty good. But then again, the mood is always good when we're together. I love you. Hey, you know something? I really do. I miss you so much. I love you. I love you, 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 I love you. Hold me. Please hold me. Hold me so tight. Feel me. Love you.
You're listening to the Audio Kitchen. Amateur recordings. And yearning. In this show, we're focusing on yearning. Specifically, what happens when you can't get your hands on the person you really, 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 really care about. But this is a little bit more grown up, a little bit less over the top here. But real, real nonetheless. I believe this is from the mid-1970s. I've forgotten now. I don't have that in front of me. Another contribution, though, from P. Hicks. And this is John. John in Saudi Arabia. Works for a big oil company in Saudi Arabia. You can bet he doesn't have a lot of wild parties over there. But he's a married man. Middle-aged married man. And he's over there, you know, working for maybe a year or so at a time where he's away from his wife and his family. So this is a letter to his wife. He's a little nostalgic. He's got all the pictures laid out in front of him. You know, the kids, the yard, the little kitty cat. And in Saudi Arabia, those pictures must look pretty damn good. But he's really a low-key kind of guy. But, he gets worked up here, just a little. In a much more subtle way. And he asked his wife to exit out. To erase it. I guess he knew there'd be a radio show like this. But you get to hear his wife in the brief censored portion.
No, this is still Sunday night, dear. I haven't signed off yet. I just was reading in your letter. Said you got a good laugh out of the rubber bit. Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah, and it has been a long time since I had a wet dream, and it ain't happened since then either, sweetheart. So you can laugh about that, too. And don't forget and thank the kids for building the fence, too. Golly, that sure looks beautiful. Everything looks beautiful, you know. The green grass and the trees and you and the kitty cat and what little bit I seen in the bathroom, the kitty on the carpet, and it's quite pleasing to see something nice. And you said, I hope you enjoyed the pictures that you've been waiting so long to get. Yes, sweetheart, I think you know that by now. Said you were going to watch a cowboy, the U.S. Marshal, with John Wayne. Yeah, that's great. And the kids are going to go out to a movie, maybe, so you'll be there all by yourself. Yeah, that would... X this out after.
I'm Xing it out.
Sound like a winner, sweetheart. And these little stickers that you got, that would be nice, dear. Send me a few, and you keep some, too, just to stick on your envelopes. Then you don't have to do all that writing. And I'll put one right up in the corner on the back flap of my letters, too. That's smart thinking, dear. Glad I got a real smart wife. I love you. Well, nighty-nights for now, sweetheart. Oh, yeah, keep up your exercise. You're looking beautiful. You must be slimming down some, huh? Yeah.
More passion on the way. More feelings. You're listening to the Audio Kitchen also, and I'm the professor. It's an hour of amateur recording and found sound. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is prof@wfmu.org. And wfmu.org, lots of other fun stuff for the whole family. many other programs around the station. And also archives of many programs, including this one. And if you have some amateur recordings, if you've scored some nice answering machine tapes at the local thrift store, or you have a tape of you and your sister doing the Nat King Cole songbook, you can send them to me. The address for this program, the mailing address, it's The Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. We're right across the water from Manhattan, but officially it's Jersey City. And speaking of being across the water, on today's show, our recordings related to the experience of long-distance love. And, you know, sometimes relationships don't end right away. And that's what this is, this tape we're about to hear. Kind of documents a slow-motion breakup, I think. Not exactly sure, but I think so. This is the relationship that these two people had. It's Frank and Beth. It's Frank's answering machine. And the best I can tell, they had previously lived together, and now they don't. He's still in New York City, and she's in maybe Philadelphia. I'm not sure. But it sounds like they're still seeing each other on occasion. He comes to see her, and something like that. But as far as passion and yearning, pretty much is on her side here. He fights it all off with small talk and ennui and yawns.
I know when I'll be back. I'm assuming that you're not coming up. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Never. Looks like a cyclone ran through here.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's exciting. Things everywhere. I mean, I forgot about my Christmas stuff. You know, wreath and things.
That's a fun thing to do.
No, really isn't. But it is what it is, you know. It is what it is.
I gotcha.
I want to go to sleep, Bess. Yes. Yes. I am.
Okay.
Okay. So listen, watch nice warm television program.
All right.
You know, stuff like that. Keep yourself from getting chilled in this damp weather.
Mm-hmm.
Is it raining by you?
I think so. I heard something a little while ago.
Yeah. It's supposed to be rainy and windy tomorrow, but like 60 degrees.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be pleasant.
Good.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, dear.
Okay. Let me do it.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Darling.
Bye.
Darling.
Darling.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, get to it.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Bye.
Frank, I just want to know if he left you. If so,
be okay. Well, you know, I don't know why you think it won't be, or it'll be fine.
All right.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that. All right, I'll let you go.
Oh, okay.
I love you, Frank.
Yeah? Still, huh? Split and everything.
Split and everything.
Well, I love you too, darling. For what it's worth.
For what it's worth.
Right.
For what it's worth. Do it better in your BBD. Now get up to $3 back by mail. I don't think that's a very good thing for you to say. I love you for what it's worth. Kind of devalues it.
Yeah, I know. Well. Yeah.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
What's going on?
Nothing, nothing, nothing.
What?
Nothing is going on. Nothing's going on.
What were you just struggling with?
What was I just struggling with?
Yeah.
Just struggling with what it was worth.
You don't know what it's worth?
Nah. Nah. Not a lot. Not a lot.
You don't think you're worth very much. I guess that's where that's coming from, huh?
Guess that could be. Maybe that's what it's about. But anyway. Anyway. I didn't go out. I forgot I had a meat pie, Swanson pot pie.
Yeah, that's what you had for dinner?
Yeah. Pretty shitty too, man, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Things usually are.
Oh, man. I have forgotten. I don't think I had one in many a year. But, boy, I know why. It was disgusting. Really. But, whatever. I may still have to head out. I'm out of cigarettes.
You have to go out and get cigarettes?
Maybe. But it's pretty late. Maybe I'll just go to sleep.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm sitting here wrapped up in your robe.
In my robe?
Yep.
What are you doing in my robe?
Because I'm smelling it.
You're sick. You know that? That's sick.
Yeah.
I'll leave underwear over there, too, for you. So you can wear them under my robe. Yeah.
Yep. All right, I'm gonna hang up and listen to the news myself.
Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, darling. Yes. Well, sleep well. And,
did I know? I thought I knew you. What did I know? Don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. You're not the same. I thought I knew you. You're not the same. You don't look different, but you have changed. The same, you're not the same.
So what do you think about Frank? I don't know. The way he says darling or darling in that affected way. And what he has, all that Christmas stuff. I don't know. I have this feeling that maybe he doesn't like girls as much as some people. Some guys. Well, I'm sure she's moved on. And this next young lady we're about to hear, I hope she's moved on too. Her name is Katie. And she's a nice girl. You know how you can just tell from the voice, nice person. But you see, she's made a mistake, Katie has. She's fallen in love with a charismatic singer-performer guy who's on the road a lot. Seems to spend all of his time almost traveling around. Touring, I guess that's the word, right? She's in Peoria. And he's on a tour bus. And just maybe he has a few Katies around the country. Maybe. But she's home here. She's home. She's alone. And she's hurting. She's lonely. She's proud, but she's definitely lonely. And she's laying on her floor, probably a candle flickering. Some nice music on the stereo. And she's spilling her guts.
Hi, Joe. It's me. I was going to write you a letter tonight, but just decided it might be easier if I could just put a few thoughts on tape. Today's Thursday, the 6th of September, and it has been a real long day. I don't know, this is kind of crazy, but I just really need to talk, and I hope you're there to listen to me. I went out for a beer after work tonight with Bill and Carl and Vicky, people at the office. And I'm glad they asked me to go out. It was kind of a last minute type of thing, but it was nice. You know how shy I can be. Hate to jump in the crowd when I'm not invited, but I do on occasion, and it was real nice to be able to go out and have a beer with them. It's funny, in this job, it seems like, well, it is. Everybody in the office is married, and not that it's a real pressing issue for me, but it kind of hits home every once in a while when I go out with these people who are only a few years older than me. And, you know, at the end of the day or at the end of a night having a beer, that they all go home to their husbands or wives and babies. And I come here. Please don't get me wrong. It's not that I'm at all bored. I'm not at all bored with my life right now. I think perpetually lonely is more the phrase. It just seems like sometimes there's no one there. There just isn't anybody there to listen. Maybe that's why I decided to make you this tape. Joe, how's life on the road? Do you get much time just to kind of kick back and think? Think about, I don't know, what you're doing, where you're going, how you like it, how you might not like it, how long you're going to be on the road. Yeah, I want to know. I don't want to know right now, but please keep me informed. I don't know how you do it. I honestly don't know how you do it. To be under that kind of pressure all the time, most normal people would crack, go crazy. You seem to be doing quite well. Every time I see you, I'm so proud of you every time I see you. Every time I see you perform, every time I see you, how much you love what you're doing. I just wish so much, so much that I could be part of what you're doing, who you are, why you are. I'm crazy about you, Joe. Just because we don't spend that much time together does not in any way mean that I don't think about you, or that I'm not hoping beyond hope sometimes. Joe, I don't know if you can pick through the guts that I've spilled to you so far, but oh God. There's this hollow pit inside of me that is just dying, that is just hoping for somebody or something to fill it. And if that last piece of thought doesn't give you any indication, I'll tell you, I am very vulnerable right now. I'm real vulnerable. Because I have all the requirements for me to make it on my own and do really well and go places, and nothing is really tying me down except all that I feel for you. And it's not tying me down to Peoria or to any place or to any job, but emotionally it is, and I honestly have no problems with that. But what I think that you should realize right now is that while I may seem vulnerable to myself, that's when I really kick into gear all of my defenses. And that's when guys ask me out and we go to movies and, you know, the old goodnight kiss or the old I'll call you again tomorrow routine just doesn't hold up anymore. I don't want any of that. When I go out with guys here in Peoria now, it seems like it's just a temporary release. Because I'll go insane. I'll go insane if I don't, you know, go out to dinner once in a while, I'll go out to a movie or whatever. But it kind of, it's like it only intensifies all that I feel for you and all the loneliness that I feel when I'm not with you. I can be honest with you, Joe, I've been faithful. Not that that is all that extremely much to ask, but for me, it could have been a while ago. Right now, it's not. But don't you see, Joe, the more I'm dedicated to you and to me and to what we could be together. In a lot of ways, I'm being drawn into my own shell. Yeah, this is awfully downbeat. I don't want to think about that. I won't think about that. No, not when somebody means so much to me. You know, it's a funny thing, too. I don't really know why. Sure, I know why. It's just... I can't explain it. It's just that glow in my eyes, that glow in your eyes. When we're together, things click, things happen. I feel good. I feel great. Comfortable. Open. Crazy. Whenever I go home, or whenever I call home, or even write home, it's always the first thing that anybody ever says to me is, "Oh, Katie, how's Joe?" I mean, before they even say hi, "How's Joe?" They love you. You're a real big hit at that bar when you got up and started singing. That was great. God, that was great. You don't know when to stop, Joe, but that's okay. That's okay. It's really cool out tonight. I can't believe it. I'm laying here on my floor in my living room. I have the sliding glass doors open. It is really cool out. It was in the 50s this morning when I went to work. God, this is the kind of weather I just love. Oh, I just love it. I was so inclined to go out for a walk tonight and just walk. And it occurred to me that where I live right now is kind of off a main road, and I don't know the area, which means I should get out and walk around a little bit. But there, I don't know where to. I mean, it's all kind of residential around here, and there aren't really any woods around, and I enjoy the woods so much. Enough for now, Joe, the tape's running out.
And we leave you with this thought.
Oh, Katie, you should have talked to me first. I could have warned you. Sure, he's manly and handsome. Has that sparkle in his eye. But he's a heartbreaker. A love taker. Anyway, I do hope she's moved on. The Audio Kitchen, signing off. Next week, we will hear the ambitious recordings of people trying to break into the music industry. Show business. No business like show business. I'm the Professor, and I'll be back here next week. Same place, same time. Join me.
Goodbye.